I can tell who's on the way out. 25 shows, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
Go. I think I'm gonna order something to eat, buddy.
You know what the fun game is we play is like we just keep eating and then we work out to lose a little weight, then we eat more. It's like
no,
it's
we like, don't even do that though. We just like eat and then it's like we should be working out. Like we should be working out to maintain the weight, but it's more like just gaining the weight with no working out. But now we're starting to work out. So now we're just gonna maintain the weight. So what we are now is what we're gonna stay. Unless we just stop eating.
It's a fun game we play though. It's fun.
It should be illegal.
What are we doing right now, man? We're on the It's Content podcast.
Yes. Yeah.
We're out here, man. I just wanted to kind of do a solo pod with me and you. I think we know a bunch of fucking people now. So It's like we're going to have guests on a lot. But I think doing one of these once in a while is good. Check the temperature, where we're at in life and all that.
I'd rather do them just me and you. Fuck everyone. You
fuck know everyone what I mean? Else. They all, honestly, all the guests we've had kind of suck, to be honest, so far.
Okay.
I'm like half kidding.
Yeah.
I'm joking. I'm like kind of like, I don't know. Like I've like, obviously like we both grew up in the same place, but we grew up differently. Like I live at home still. I'm 23 turning 24. You had to move out at fucking what? 18. You were on your own 17.
19.
So it's like, it's different in that way. So like you've definitely like matured in that aspect of life quicker than me. It's like, I'm at the point now where I'm saving to maybe move out soon,
which is better, bro.
It's scary though. It is scary still. Like there's, I'm like ready to get the fuck out of my house, but it's also like you're comfortable there. Like you've been there your whole fucking life. It's right, like,
but which comfortable isn't good. You know
no, what it's mean? Not good. I'm not saying it's good. I'm just
but
saying
it also
like,
is good. Cause you can save money and get like, you have just, sure. You know what I mean? Just
there's pros and cons with everything.
Everything comes down to the parents, though, bro. It really does.
Yeah,
it does
for sure.
Because like, if you're a kid who like, I'm not saying you are, but like, if you're a kid who does everything that mommy and daddy says, you're just them. You're just literally who they
are. When you grow up in a house that they're just shoveling food down your throat, it's like now I have an eating disorder.
Yeah. Could be worse.
You know what I mean, though? Like, it's like that. Like that. The core values of anyone, whether it's like eating. Emotional, mental health, like it all comes from where you came from, though. Yeah. Everything.
Well, I grew up like, I'm just gonna be real. I'm just gonna say, like, I grew up like, just like my dad. Like, when I was born, he was in jail, so he came home. I was like 5, 6.
Yeah.
But I remember just like driving. You know, he had like a 2-door Cadillac Eldorado, and like just driving down the street. And this wasn't like there wasn't yuppies here in Eastie yet. Yeah. There's a little bit, just like these two gay guys walking down the street, just holding hands, and he's just like. Roll down the window. I was just like, get a room, you two. You know what I mean? Just like, that's that shit I grew up seeing. I grew up just seeing like literally my dad do just like Klonopins and just horrible shit. Like literally horrible.
Well, because when you're that young and you hear something like that, it's like, you just start saying it. It's
I'm like, laughing. Like I'm really laughing.
You don't know what the fuck.
Like even just like what a... I'm not even gonna get to the rest of it, but that's the shit I grew up seeing, and like grew up seeing him stealing in Walgreens, and now it's like I am the way I still do that.
Yeah, it's actually funny that I used to fucking steal for like a little adrenaline rush. I remember fucking, this is actually funny. I was going into 8th grade or 9th grade. We were chilling in Winthrop, right? Me, Rob Gray, Cheka, Tosto, all the guys with all the Winthrop goons. And we would chill there. And there was a girl there. I'm not going to say her name, but I was trying to impress her. I had a little crush on her. She was like, kind of like failing me too. It was a little weird little tension, little fucking horny virgin sexual tension we had.
Nice.
And we were down the basketball courts. We were getting bitten alive by mosquitoes. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to go grab us some, you know, big dog move with her. I walked to CVS with her down the street. I'm like, grab us some fucking bug spray. I realized I got no fucking cash. You know, I'm fucking broke. I'm 14 years old. So I'm like, fuck it. Let's just spray a little on fucking in the store and get the fuck out of here. So actually, no, that's a lie. She sprayed some on herself. I was trying to steal it because I stole from that CVS the whole summer. I went through, put it in my pocket. She sprays herself. The worker comes over, yells at her, sees the fucking bug spray in my pocket, brings us to the front, bro. They call our parents, calls the cops, everything. Actually, no, they called the cops, not my parents. They let her call her mom, but they didn't let me call my parents. They called the cops on me, which is kind of sexist now that I'm thinking about it. Yeah. Cocksuckers.
Winthrop, all over bug spray.
Winthrop cop shows up, bro. I'm not kidding. I'm 14. He drags me out. He knows I'm not from Winthrop. You know, they're very clicky over there. He goes, what's your name? He's like literally about to put me in the car to have my mother pick me up at the station. And I'm like, Tom Guarino. He's like, wait a second. He's like, you fucking Ralphie's kid? I was like, yeah. He's like, kid, I know your fucking brother. He's like, I used to play hockey with your brother. He's like, kid, call your mother, smarten up. And I called my mother. Remember, she fucking slapped the shit out of me. I was like grounded for like a week. went back out, went back to Winthrop like 2 weeks later. I got caught with a pocket knife by a cop, got in trouble again. Just like stupid little shit, just getting just punk shit. Yeah, being a little fucking prick.
The things I've did, man.
Smoking Black and Milds at the Galleria Mall, like just stupid shit like that.
Yeah. What about throwing rocks through windows? That was a big thing. I would just go in neighborhoods and just like throw rocks through people's like, literally like homes.
Yeah. No, like
why would I do that?
Crazy shit, bro. Yeah.
So, and I remember just like being like, I was like 12, 13. I went to Downtown Cross and I went to go to GameStop to sell my Xbox. My dad just bought me.
How old are you?
Like 13, 12. 12, 13.
You took the train to downtown.
Billy Henderson.
To go to downtown Boston to sell your Xbox. To
sell my Xbox to GameStop. And
what were you going to do with the money?
I don't know, bro. I don't remember. But I just wanted cash. Just giving up you know what it was? I was a sneakerhead. But I was also in middle school. So I was going around. This was at a time where iPhone 5s and 4s were out. And you could sell them.
Yeah.
You could literally just jailbreak them and it's brand new and you can just sell them. So I was literally fucking stealing mad iPhones and shit from people and going to sell them and just making cash. And I was like, I don't even play my Xbox 360 anymore. Let me sell this fucking thing. My dad was so pissed. Caught. I got beat. This guy, I couldn't go in because I wasn't
beat up.
I got finessed for my Xbox.
Oh shit.
By some dude in downtown.
How much were you trying to get for it?
I was just going to GameStop. You can't return unless you're 18. So I'm like, I bet I'm going to figure my way out. So I go outside. I'm like, yo, what's up, buddy? Can you run in there and do it? Can you do it for me? I'll give you a couple of bucks.
Give you a couple of bucks. He's like, yeah, buddy. Give me the fucking, I got you.
Yeah. Came out.
So what did he do? He just sold it and walked right by you?
He was like, yo, just wait outside so they don't know I'm buying it for you. Waiting outside. Just like young kid, just not thinking I was going to get fleeced. Just dude came. I didn't even notice him. He came out and was just gone.
Damn, it's just life lessons, though.
Yeah,
it's funny, growing up, how we did, because we didn't necessarily grow up, we weren't in the safest place, but we're also in the hood, you know, we definitely we went to school, we had to go through fucking metal detectors to get in school. I feel like a lot of people, I went to college and I met kids that grew up in suburban towns like Hingham and fucking Topsfield and Danvers that probably never seen a black person in their life, that just grew up around all white people and all that. And then I went to college and I was I thought it was a normal thing for schools to have cops and metal detectors, but they don't have that in these rich fucking neighborhoods and shit. It's just funny seeing people's different point of views on life, because we were drinking when we were 14 behind the rink in East Boston. I had kids in college that were blacking out at 18. They didn't know how to drink at parties. It was their first time.
Yeah.
It's just wild coming from where we come from.
Now we're popping Ace of Spade in the Grand.
Right. It's it's wild. And then you're just I used to valet in the North End. Now we're just eating up there with Patriots players for free.
It's wild how it works. Crazy. And I was I got fired from the TD Garden for shooting on the court. And now I'm sitting courtside
for free.
For free.
Cut that.
For free. How crazy is that though, man? It's wild. And now it's just grew up watching Jersey Shore. Now I'm DJing with Pauly D up there.
Right. It's wild. Yeah.
Grew up watching Gronk and now I'm just chilling with him.
Chilling with him. Drinking beers, playing cornhole. Yeah, bro. We're starting to live a crazy life, at least the last year for sure. I don't know. Cause all I want to do is fucking end of the day, we're putting on from where we're from, East Boston. I want to put Eastie on the map, Boston on the map. And there's a lot of support here, but it's crazy how much fucking hate there is here too.
Yeah, that's tough.
Bro. It is crazy. People just need something to be mad at. And I don't know what it is. And I'm not going to name drop anyone or any towns or whatever I hear this shit from, but you hear through the grapevine people talking shit.
But it's funny because we go to Louisville and really see how it's oh shit, this is love out here. They all love each other out here. Obviously there's def beef with people, but there's love out here. You come here, it's we try to, I don't know. It's just even always with
the pop-up event. How many, I definitely had my close boys from East Boston there, but you would think a lot of East Boston would want to pop out to that pop-up event to show us support.
Right.
How many people did you really see there that we knew?
Bro, when we sit here and package up our hats, how many are in Massachusetts? It's majority of it's out of Massachusetts. It's fucked up.
Yeah. It's crazy. Cause I don't know. I feel if you see two kids from the city trying to make it out, if we make it out and put on for the city, it's just going to help other people.
It's just going to help other people. And it's we're actually getting good traction. Look at Millie's. He said, well, being from Massachusetts, you have to work five times as hard. Yeah. And it's facts, bro.
It is
and
true. It's so facts. Because it's not like a New York or LA or Miami market where there's just big people you could just connect with right away.
And you can see it though, because even Millie's and Bia just all showing love, even Joanna Lucas, just showing love, somewhat of love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
now the bigger people that are successful that made it out, even fucking Clinton Sparks, that dude, bro, he's legit. Shout out him. Even just him look like hitting, hit, going out of his way to hit us up and be like, yo, like I really respect respect what you're doing. Like, I see what you're doing. Appreciate like, it. The real people that made it out of here know how hard it is to make it
That's what I'm saying.
And we're still trying to make
it
just, out, you know?
We literally counted on one hand how many people.
Yeah, but even look at Millie's, Bia, Joyner, like, how old are all they? They're all over 30, right?
Yeah, Bia's 31. Or
close to.
Yeah, no, I think they're all, and, they're bro, all over 30.
Like, they've grinded for a long fucking time. Where? How many is in? Two years in?
Wait.
It's crazy. Like, it's crazy. It's a long road ahead, but the amount of traction we've built so far, like we're making good progress so far, you know?
Yeah.
It's like wild. We're killing it. It's like wild. What would you say? What do you think like the coolest experience has been for you so far in the over the last 2 years? I have mine. And I have a few in mind, but I have one that really sticks out.
I don't know, bro. It has to be the Gronkowski. It has to be flying to Florida, staying in a random mansion for free and just partying.
We stayed in like the number one pickleball player in the world's mansion in Fort Myers for free. And then we just chilled with the whole Gronkowski family and the kids from like noon to midnight, like at the mother's house and ate with the mother and the like all like that was crazy.
And you know what's funny? We said, we were like, yo, I want to make this TikTok with all the brothers.
When did we say that? Like 6 months before or something?
And then it actually happened.
It actually happened because shout out Gordy. Gordy made that whole thing
Gordy's
happen.
The GOAT.
I love Gordy. Shout Gordy Gronkowski. He's the GOAT, man. Him.
He really is.
My guy, fucking Kyle James over there. They're all good guys, bro. Gordy really made it happen though because he just hit us up and he was like, hey, my mom has this cookbook. You cook. I do content.
It all worked.
Do this video. And because people always ask me, like, how the fuck did you get with Gronk? So I might as well tell the story now. Gordy hit us up. He said his mom wanted to do a little cooking video. So we're like, yeah, fuck it. Like, let us know. We didn't know if it was going to go through or not.
Yeah.
And then believe it or not, Gordy calls us another couple weeks later. Hey, listen, here's the date a month from now. Like, book your flights. Like, it's in. I'm like,
booked them right.
All right. We booked them right away. Part of me, like, I don't know. I always knew it was going to happen, but like, you always have that thought in your mind. Like, what if like they don't show up? Like, what if like it got called off the day before, but fucking believe it or not, we fucking are flying down to Fort Myers. We're staying in a random dude's mansion. We took the buddy. How about the fucking JetBlue story when we couldn't even get down there, bro?
I got buddy passes.
I didn't know what buddy passes were. I thought we had a guaranteed flight.
I hit up my dude. It was hit up my dude, Donnie. He was giving me shit for him. He's like, oh, you fucking work hard for these.
Fucking Johnny.
My buddy, I got a couple $100 and you know, now we fly first class though.
Yeah, we fly first class from Louisville. I don't want to jump to that yet. I want to get through this story. So the buddy pass though, like we missed like two flights and we got on the third one late at night. So we were at the airport from like 12 to 12.
I was hammered.
And we were fucked up. Took that last flight, got to Fort Myers at like 3 a.m. Couldn't find an Uber. We're in the middle of nowhere. Oh my God,
about that.
We got to Ryan Sherry's house, number one pickleball champ. See, but
that goes to show how nice Florida is. Some random lady that works at the airport is 3 a.m. Do you guys ever ride home?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, lady,
in Boston, move in, with you? In Boston, they'll fucking rob you and fucking leave you there.
In Boston is, yeah, it's like
go fuck yourself. Yeah, no one's checking for you.
No one's. That's it.
And we go in this random dude's house. He tells us he has a Red Sox player staying there.
Yeah, just a random Red Sox dude at spring training. He's just sleeping in the other room. I'm like, mad skeptical. Me and
you were sharing a room. No, on the couch.
Man, nope. I had to sleep on the couch. Yeah, you got the fucking king size bed. Yep, all to yourself, pal. Yeah.
Got the king size bed and then,
honestly, after like finding out what Ryan Sherry does, I'm glad I didn't sleep in that bed, man.
Why were there $1 bills all over your house, Ryan Sherry? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. That was a good time.
That was good. And then we went to the fucking Gronk's house, shot a sick video. Check out its content, YouTube, vlog. You'll see the Gronkowski video.
That was a good one.
And it was all organic. Like it really was. It was such a sick experience. I think as far as people meeting, that's probably my number one, then Paulie D. But as far as my favorite experience, it had to be the first pop-up event.
Oh my God.
I had that day, like, I hope to have that feeling again, or anyone can feel that feeling, bro. Cause that was like, and I, the path we're on and the bigger things we're going to do, like live performances and shit. Like I can only imagine when it's quadruple that size of the event.
That event was like, that was serious. I forgot about, cause that feeling after I was just looking around. I was like,
bro. Yeah. It's crazy because we had, we kind of like these hats, like you came up with the idea of these hats. We kind of just ran with it. We designed it. We fucking threw the event like kind of out of a spur of just like, let's just try something. And fucking it's like the event starts at 7. It's 6:15. There's no one outside. There's like some cars that pulled up and I'm like, what, like are people going to show up?
Yeah, there was like people. I'm like, wait, these cars?
Are these cars for us?
I'm like, no way.
There's mad cars.
There's just a couple of punks smoking on the parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I look outside after that for like 10 minutes. It was like 25 people, 30 people outside
probably
of the line.
Probably 30, yeah. We saw, they probably saw her walk in and they were all trying to get in. We locked the door. There was a dude with a fucking, with a crutch and a wheelchair at the front of the line. I'm like, Jesus Christ, people really
Some
like
kid brought you a coffee.
Up. Kid brought me a coffee. Yeah, that was cool.
We had Unk pull up, Devontae Parker pulled
up. Devontae Parker pulled up, our guy.
That was a good
Pritchard and fucking Hauser were gonna, but they had the game that day. They had a game playoff game.
They actually blew that whole series. That whole series they lost.
Was it that series?
Probably not. Either way, they lost.
Yeah, whatever. But that was, I think, but as far as the best experience, I would say that was number one. Because like you said, we had, not that we didn't expect people to show up. I was definitely a little skeptical, but to see the line and then like the whole place packed out, we had over a couple hundred people there. We sold out of the hats in 40
Dave's
minutes.
Dave's Hot Chicken was gone in 10 minutes.
Yeah,
mostly
bro.
Mostly because of me and you.
Yeah, yeah. I had a few actually didn't eat. Yeah, I didn't eat anything. But yeah, that was probably my favorite experience. The second pop-up event was dope. I think we, not that we got ahead of ourselves, but I think like it was kind of like almost rushed in a way.
Yeah. Like, there was no direction. We had, so the first one we had someone like directing where to go and blah, blah, blah. Then this one was just like,
just
me and you.
We didn't have anyone doing the work while we were talking to people. Because there was no, like, there was like a meet and greet technically, but there was no line formed to
us.
No
one knew because there was like ropes and there was fucking just
we definitely had more people there. I just, it was in the Grand too, so it was a bigger venue, so it didn't feel as like intimate.
It was sick though. But the first one was the best. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting about even just like, even tapping in with the Patriot players and going to the games and eating dinner with all of them after, like that's very underestimated. Yeah. That's obviously it's different because there's no Brady, but like still, bro, it's still fucking.
Yeah,
you know what time was sick too when we were walking through the tunnel about to go on the field and they stopped us and all the players walked through and there was like media taking photos.
Oh, yeah,
and I hear one dude just talking mad shit out of the tunnel and there was my guy Damien. Then he see me that meal. I was like, that was sick. That was sick.
Yeah, that we've done a lot of cool shit. That's what I kind of want to do this podcast for, because I feel like a lot of people always ask us like, how do you know these people, how did you plug in with these people? And really, it's really just from fucking relationships, bro. I don't even know who the first big relationship we made, but we're not even making these relationships to necessarily get anything out of it. We're really just meeting people and like, we provide value, they provide value, and that's how it worked.
Yeah.
Like the Pauly D night, bro. The Pauly D night was probably the first one that really stuck out to me, because that was like,
it just happened.
I grew up watching Jersey Shore, like big ass Jersey Shore fan. I remember being like 11 years old watching and like being like, damn, I really want to meet these dudes one day. This random night we're having dinner with our guy Coco. Shout out Coco fucking Fernandez. And after dinner, we're like, what are we doing tonight? And we saw Pauly D was performing at the Grand and we're like, fuck it, let's hit up our guy Buddy Costa, big DJ for Big Night. And because he usually takes the guys around, the DJs, and shows them around, gets them dinner and stuff. So Buddy's like, yeah, pull up to Empire. We'll see what we can do. So I'm like, all right, fuck it, we'll pull up. Fuck it, not expecting
sushi,
anything.
Everything laid out.
Yeah, we have a big platter of food, just what me and Prajut need, a big platter of sushi and fucking ramen. But we ate with Buddy, we ate with Kyle, and we were like, what's going on? He's like, listen, I'm gonna bring you guys in there, we'll see what happens. I don't know if I can get you to meet him. I don't know, you're probably gonna have to sit at a table, we don't know. I'm like,
Buddy's DJ. Well, I think he was DJ in the beginning. No, there was a couple young kids, but we were just chilling.
We were in there at midnight. Pauly D wasn't coming on till 1.
You know what was crazy though, we got escorted right up, and as soon as we got out of that elevator, I think we took like 5 to 7, maybe 10 photos of people.
Because that Pauly D crowd is like one of our niche audiences, like the Italian fucking white kids. Like that's who watches a lot of the videos. So yeah, we had to make our way through the back. And like, I remember just one kid stopping me. He said he was from like Dubai or something.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, I love your videos, I'm here on a vacation, can I take a picture?
But one kid took the photo and then I looked to my left, it was fucking four,
like a line of people after that. Like, no way, like you're fucking here, yada yada. And then it was funny because I walked by a bunch of kids I knew from the city and we just walked like on the fucking DJ booth and everyone's just like, how the fuck are they up there? And then it was time for Pauly D to come out, so we're just waiting to get escorted off the DJ booth, but no one ever came and got us. And all of a sudden I hear the purge sirens and like Pauly D's walking out, everyone's going crazy, he's walking towards us to the DJ booth,
we're just chilling
and we're just sitting there, he fist pumps all of us, we're drinking 1942 free, just drinking for free. His two security guards are there. I'm waiting for them to tell us to fucking beat it, and they didn't say shit. And we just sat up there for his whole set, hour and a half set at Big Night. Grand.
That was dope.
We were just drinking with Pauly D, and then the best was when we got escorted out, because that's when we took full advantage of meeting him.
I literally look at Buddy as he's pulling me. I was like, can we get a picture? He goes, just follow him.
So we follow him out.
We leave. We all go right into the elevator. And it literally lined up perfect. Kyle's filming, and it was just somehow like, Paulie, you made.
Well, you gotta set the scene. So we're going from a loud ass packed club out the back door
drunk,
to the elevator, drunk. Fucked up. So you know when you walk out of a club, like your ears are like ringing, like all that.
So we walk into this bright ass elevator, and all I hear is just
the
like,
elevator door shut. It's dead quiet.
It's just all I hear is me from my ears. I'm just like,
yeah, seeing cross eyed. It's me, Preju, Paulie D, his two security, and then like Kyle and Buddy Costa, and it's just like kind of an awkward silence.
Buddy introduced us.
Buddy's like, yeah, he's the two biggest influences in Boston right here.
Yeah, he's like, oh yeah. And then I was like, we grabbed the pic, and then I'm just like, I got my dick pissed because of you.
Yo,
then
that was the best. He goes,
prove it.
Yeah, that was the best, bro.
Yeah, definitely couldn't dapped prove
him.
It.
Couldn't prove it. Jesus Christ, no. Dapped him up. I just told him, I'm like, bro, I've watched Jersey Shore like 17 times. He's like,
yeah, that's cool, buddy. You got my 100,000.
Yeah, but, right. Where's the cash? Yeah, but that was dope, bro. Shit, and then
dude, we're sleeping. There's so much other cool shit we've done.
Well, this is Celtics stuff, like the Celtics players.
How about sitting behind the bench? All right, so actually, this is a good story. So we're cool with Coco. God. Coco cuts a lot of the Celtics players, and we're just chopping it up. Obviously, like Blake Griffin's always been one of my favorite players. So I'm like, yo, what's Blake like? And he was just talking. He was like, yeah, he loves when people make the Sam Howell's accent. He always yells Sam Howell's from the Boston accent. What are the odds? I think it was like the next day or two. It might have been a week after.
Yeah,
we get the first seats directly behind the bench, literally row one right behind the bench.
Yeah.
So
the VIP.
And I remember that we're hammered, dude. We're drinking like double tequilas and we're fucking
dropped
all,
like $200 that we're night. We're all just ripped drinks.
Up. The waitress was coming up to us and it was nice. That was a good night.
That was great.
And I'm like, Sam Hauser.
Bro, and like you guys have to understand, listening to this, we're like directly one row behind the bench.
Oh my
like,
God.
They can hear everything. We can hear almost like, their conversations.
I literally could just go like this and dap them up. That's how close.
So yeah, we're fucking just sitting there. We're all banged up. It's like probably midway through the game now. And like there was one timeout and like you just kept screaming, Sam Hauser.
And then Blake finally.
Pesto Payton.
Blake finally caught the Sam Hauser, started dying. And
you go, you like that, Blake?
I go, you like that, Blake? He turns around. He's like, he put like the thumbs up. You know what's funny though, Blake, buddy? We were in your house for an after party. You were fucking throwing up. Your pal TJ was taking care of you. Yeah, you were all fucked up for Peyton's birthday. That was a sick night too.
Yeah.
We roll in with Peyton's birthday, a little private
after
club.
A game. We were just in the fucking suite for the Lakers game. Then
I just watched LeBron play for the first time. We go to fucking the 51 club at Bijou,
whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah, whatever that means. I think it's 51 Stewart Street. That's why it's 51.
How original, Waleed. Anyway,
but anyways, we go up. It's just like Brogdon. It's fucking Peyton.
All of them. The whole team's up there.
We're all
Brown,
there.
Tatum.
Hauser comes in.
They took phones at the door.
They took
everyone's phone at the door.
Yeah, that was good. Tatum was there. Yeah,
they even right fucking there. Took our phones. I was like, all right, fuck myself.
Yeah.
Assholes. I wonder why.
That was good.
Yeah, but seeing him like Brown, Tatum, like all of them up there, the whole team, just like
go to the after party. My biggest thing is, all right, that was really sloshed that
night.
Blake was just pounding.
Yeah, we got lit to like 2 a.m. Then Hauser, that was when we met Hauser that night. He was all banged up with all his
Hauser
boys.
Was loving us. Hauser had all his boys in. He had like five, six
boys.
He
goes, where's Prosciutto Poppy?
I'm like, right here, buddy.
Yeah, and we just started talking.
So anyways, we all leave and like, we're waiting for an Uber. We're like, wait, Blake's home. Hauser's like, yo, we'll go to Blake's for the after party. He goes, he lives like 5 minutes away. Downtown Cross. I knew it was close. I was like, yo, let's just walk. We're all walking. I got the video of me and fucking Hauser walking side by side.
Just fucking 2 feet
tall. He's on top
of
the curb. I'm just like on down here. I'm just like, that was a good video. But we were chopping it up.
We walked like a good 15 minutes from the club to
we get to
house.
Blake's house, apartment, fucking 55th floor. My ears are popping on the elevator. Well, that was another one. I'm just sitting there, just pounded. We get in Blake's house, raid his fridge. He had nothing in there.
Nothing, bro. People were just like drinking whatever they can find. It was pretty packed, bro. That was like another moment that like, there's a lot of moments we've had now that I'm just like looking around. I'm like, wait, how the fuck did
I
get here?
Shout out to TJ though. Blake's best
TJ's
friend.
TJ's the go. My guy, TJ. Shout out Raya. I think he's like a founder. He works with that Raya app. Get me on there, buddy.
I've been trying to get on there. I haven't got approved.
Kidding. Uh-huh. Married.
I can't afford to take none of those girls out.
Yeah. They're probably all fucking six figure women, you know?
I'm broke.
Anyway. But the coolest part of that night, or I mean, not coolest, but like kind of the most like mind fucked part, we're all chilling in the living room. It's me, you, couple guys, couple girls, probably 15 people on one side. Then the other side, there's three people. It's just Jalen Brown, his girl, and his two girls' friends.
You don't know Bernice Burgos.
Bernice Burgos. And he's just like chilling. And we're dribbling a basketball.
And he was hey, fatty, toss the ball.
Pretty much. He kind of just looked at me and was like, clapped his hands twice and asked for the ball. And I was like,
you have to pass.
I kind of put, I did a little hezzy. I did a little fucking tween through the legs and I passed it to him. Like, that was kind of my fucking claim to fame. Little fucking assist to JB.
Yeah.
That was a cool night. I think that was probably one of the cooler nights too.
That was a sick
night. Even just little shit though, like after the game courtside, we go to Peyton's house while he's getting a cut by Coco. Like shit like after that. Like
that. Yeah, that shit's dope.
Peyton's a good dude. Shout out Peyton Pritchard, man. Yeah,
shout out to Peyton.
My favorite on the
that
team.
That was a cool time. I went there and cooked for the first time. He liked that pasta, that healthy chicken pasta.
Yeah, talk about your thought process when you're cooking for these guys. Like, or maybe right, talk so about your first time cooking
The first time, I literally just messaged my dog, Damien.
Shout out Big D.
My
new nickname for him.
Damien Harris?
Big D.
Okay. Anyways.
You know why.
Huh.
Continue the story.
Anyways. So I hit up my dog Damien, big fan since Alabama. So I'm like, you know what? Let me just do it. Let me just hit it up. I'm more like confident I'll cook for someone. And that was the first time I cooked because fam, you know I'm not a chef. Like I literally just wing it and film it and just be myself. And he's like, oh, hell yeah. Yes, sir. He followed me back. I was geeked. I was like, yo, my guy, Damien. I'll never forget that because he's the first one who like took the shot with me. Like, he was like, yeah, come do it. And he cooked for a little small crowd. It was like 6-7 people. Gunnar Olszewski was there. I charged him like 500. I actually charged Damien. It was short, bro. It was nothing. The food cost like 250. I charged him like 500.
Yeah.
It was more of the experience. Went there, chopped it up, made him chicken parm raviolis. They ate all of it. The bruschetta.
Sounds gas.
And I still talk to Damien whenever.
You about to go out to Buffalo soon.
About to go to Buffalo October 1st, Miami.
I might come out with you.
Should. I don't know why not. We'll get field passes. Buffalo, Miami.
I mean, if you can get me a field pass. I know he knows
you.
It's
going to be two.
It's
going to
be two. I think it's two. Yeah, I'll come out with you. Fuck it.
I'll set something up in Buffalo.
I'll fucking become a Bills fan real quick. I don't know what's going on with the Pats.
I'll wear Pats gear there. I'll wear Pats gear there.
That would actually be... I'll do that. I would do that.
That's what I'm saying.
On the field?
On the field.
I don't think Damien would like that, though. I don't know if he would fuck with that.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think of that.
What do you think about the Pats this year? You're very high on the Pats. Very high on the Pats every year.
You know what? Because I'm a diehard fan, bro.
Yeah, but there's a lot of diehard fans that are mad negative, though, too.
Well, like, because they're just miserable.
There's a lot of people like that. I know a lot of people.
But there's
like
a lot of people that don't know the players, too.
True.
You know what I mean? I'm
99%.
I have the same birthday as Bill. So it's like, I feel like he's my dad. I'm kind of built like Bill. Like, we have the same body shape. I hope I look like Bill one day. Have that miserable face, but kind of like happy with life.
Nah, you like, you feel like you like take care of yourself to like not look like him one day. You know, I feel like he never has applied any sort of like facial cleanser to his face or like he doesn't brush his teeth every day.
Just growing
like,
I can up,
just see that, you know,
growing up and he's fucking 7.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'll probably look like Matt Patricia one day if I can grow a beard.
I'm thinking more like David Andrews.
He doesn't like me.
Yo, we should talk about that.
Yeah, I'll talk about this real quick. Bear, I'm calling you all right now, David Andrews. I'm a fan of you, buddy. I like how you play.
Me too.
But I followed him and then like, I don't know. I think I still do follow him.
He's very active on social media.
On social media. I see he follows my guy, Kuj.
I'll never forget. Dude, I witnessed it.
Tell the story.
We were, where was the first time?
It was after the Bills game.
It was the tunnel where I seen Damien, but I seen David Andrews. He's walking out. Look, I knew he knew you because he looked at you and then double glanced and then just grilled. I was like, oh, I'm like, I said it to you. I'm like, bro, he knows you. And I look, I see he follows Kuj and I seen he cooks a lot. He's a big cook. And
so he's in that algorithm. Like he's in the Italian foodie algorithm.
Anyone on the sports team, they all like the ES. They all like it. And, and we're in that algorithm. That's it.
Yeah.
And then what really sealed the deal was we went to, I want to see the Lions game, Detroit Lions game last year. And they were all walking off. I seen like my dude Aguilar. And then I seen Andrews and he was just walking and he was just staring at you.
They won that game too, right?
They smoked them.
They won. The Patriots won.
Yeah. Oh, it was the Buffalo game. That wasn't the Detroit game. They lost. It was freezing out, but he was walking and he was fucking, he might've been looking at someone else, but I thought he was grilling you.
Staring
and I messaged
at me,
him. Pissed. I'm like, yo, like fam, I've been a fan of David Andrews since he came on the team. He's the best. That's to this day. He's still the best center in the league, I think. And just like, he probably don't like the Mac Jones
combo. That's what I was just going to say. I know he's like a cat. Like he's going to be a captain on the team, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's like he's been with the team forever. We do the fucking Patriots videos. it's a fucking joke. It's comedy, but I can see how like you might not be a fan of it. Like, yeah, we're kind of shitting on your team. I mean,
no, but we're no not offense, even shitting.
But, I mean, it's kind of you're last year.
You can't come at us.
You're liable to get joked about. I mean, what the fuck
it's
happened?
It's comedy
there?
Though, bro. Like,
it's
don't
all
get
comedy,
it,
bro.
I'm a diehard Pats fan,
bro. I would literally. I grew up dying for these fucking sports teams. Almost. I grew up blacking out at Patriots fucking parades when I was fucking 16, skipping hockey practice.
I've never been to a Pats parade.
That's insane.
You know
that's
what it is, bro? It's just the crowd. I've never been like, I never wanted to like be in that mix with like five. I don't know. It's just that. And I'm short, bro. I'm short. I'm going to have to get there 9 hours early to see something.
From like my last parade I went to was when the Red Sox won in 2018. I fucking took the commuter rail train from Lowell because I was at UMass Lowell my first semester.
Nice.
Took it back. But Jake Polino, actually a guest on the show, and we fucking went there, and that was the last time I went because I was like, I had a girl at the time, she was there, and there was just like so many drunk kids. I almost like fought this kid, big tough guy I am. It was like just like so many drunk kids like throwing drinks and just being punks.
That's why I don't.
I liked that shit when I was like 15 to like 17. That was like a 14 to 17.
So that's what it's different growing up in the cities. We experienced that so early. I drank my first drink. I was 13. Yeah. I had a Four Loko.
Yeah.
Fucking
the
blasted.
The first time I drank, it was in Winthrop again. All this shit happens in Winthrop. Me and my buddies.
Well, you grew
buddies,
up in Winthrop. You're from Winthrop. You know what I mean?
Not from Winthrop. Don't stop this because we already got kids that are saying I'm from fucking Winthrop. From East Boston, Orion Heights, born and raised, went to East Boston High School. All right. Remember that. All right. Bayswater Street. Come
basically
check
Winthrop. He's not from Winthrop, but it's like
it's there. Definitely on the line of Winthrop, but I never played Winthrop sports. I chilled in Winthrop a summer. Like I have some friends there because of hockey.
It's funny how like we handicap each other so well. Like you're like we're like so opposite but so similar. Like you know what I mean? You grew up playing hockey. I grew up like playing fucking basketball with all the Maverick kids. Like just different, bro. Different. Couldn't afford hockey.
What's the next topic? What else you want to talk about?
In, man. I'm all fired up. I like these.
Oh,
we
got 35 minutes. This is That's nice. It? Yeah, I feel good right now.
This is good. Let's talk about a bunch of shit. Let's talk about the good food we have ate over the past 2 years.
We've just eaten so much food.
Whole bunch of Poppy's bruschetta. That doesn't help. It's so good though.
I think my favorite food you've made is, I love the vodka sauce. That's the recipe you gave me for Valentine's Day that I cooked for Marissa.
Justin, you tried the vodka sauce. I actually made it at the thing.
The vodka sauce and the bruschetta. The bruschetta is gas. Shrimp scampi is good too. I think the vodka sauce, so that's probably my number one.
Yeah. I like making sandwiches, man.
Your sandwich. I haven't had one of your sandwiches in a while. Damn, you made a good burger, really good burger for
I'm
me
all
once.
About cutlets.
Bacon, egg, and cheese. That bacon, egg, and cheese was good. It was just the toast. I mean, the fucking bagel was a little
bagel burnt. You can't put bagels in the oven.
Why am I always hungry though? You know, it's like, why are we always hungry? Do you know what I'm saying?
You know what it is though? It's just being Italian, bro. How do you keep being Italian and not eat? Like, I don't.
I'm just like constantly obsessed over food. I feel like. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you have like a little, like in the back of your head, it's always like, oh, what's the next meal?
Right. It's like,
do you ever eat something and you're almost done? And it's like, you're sad that it's gone.
My parents, like my dad used to yell at me, or my grandma too. It's like, I'd be eating lunch, like, oh, what's for dinner?
Right. It's like, right. I know. It's bad.
I remember just coming home from baseball practice up Orion Heights and just instantly as I'm like sitting playing third, I'm like, wow, I can't wait to get Burger King after this game. Literally, like that was the routine. It was just like two double cheeseburgers, like 10 piece nuggets, fries. I still get this.
It's so weird too. Like I went through a phase from like 2018 to like 2020 where I was just like dialed in on my fitness. Like I didn't eat. I barely ate bad shit. I'm like, how did I go 6 months without drinking and eating any cheat meals? Like when I was 18. I did that.
That's how I feel. I went to the military for 17 weeks. I was fucking ripped out of my mind.
And you can't just like snap back into it. It's just.
You know what it is though? That it's just like, bro, you live once. It's like, why am
Look
I.
Look at the way we live though.
Right. It's like, what do you expect?
We're getting paid to go eat at places. Like,
right.
You
That's
know?
What I tell people every time. It's like, oh damn, you got big. Yeah. Well, I'm also getting paid to eat. Pal.
Right. It's
I
just
mean,
like,
it's like, I'm going to kill myself. You know what I mean? A matter of time. I just like. Obesively, cohesively, enhancingly, just food, you know? I don't think that made any sense.
I know what you're saying, though. It's kind of to a point. I just ripped ass. It's gonna stink.
Justin hasn't laughed once.
And I see him chuckling over there. No, but I was. Ketchup, huh?
You had Wingstop last night.
No, I didn't. I didn't eat last night. You didn't eat last night? Nah, know what it is? I had the New Deal fucking cold cuts for behind the counter.
Oh, yeah.
That was good. We stole like 12 cold cuts.
I have the actual mortadella stick downstairs.
Yeah. I was just going to say something. I was just losing my train of thought. Yeah, bro. I don't know. I'm just... I'll, the way we grew up though is unique. That's kind of why I wanted to come on here. So like people that don't like necessarily know us, because we're acting in all of our fucking videos. So you don't really know the real us, but like we're going to have a lot of like vlog content coming soon.
I
want to just
let people know too. Like I'm half Irish, half Italian. Like I grew up with my grandmother. She took me in when I was born. And like I grew up, like she quit her bartender job to take me in, bro. So I like lived with her and just living off a check every month, just Social Security. So I grew up eating like literally like just bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwiches, just like English muffin pizzas. And like she would make like a boiled dinner. Like, you know what that is? Like, so that's the shit I would eat.
Irish shit.
Right. So it would be like, she would make Italian food. It wouldn't be like my mother's side, which I'll get into. Like she'll make like a gravy on a Sunday and then she'll make like chicken cutlets with like fucking Alfredo, shit like that. But then when my mother came out of like rehab when I was born, like I have four sisters, bro, my older brother and then my little brother was born. So they all lived in one house in Orient Heights, right near the projects, big house. Cause you know, my stepdad had the cash.
Stepdad had the cash.
Yeah. Mom, you know what I mean? You know what happened? Dude went away. And, but anyways, my family was my mom, like my brothers and sisters grew up like with my stepdad and he was in the mob, bro. Like they were all wealthy. Like they were all wealthy. And then when he went away, everything got away. All his properties got taken away. Damn. But luckily his mother hit the lottery for $4 million. So it's still,
how crazy is
it's
that?
Still
how
somehow that works for them. She blew it all at Foxwoods over the years. Right down. Still lost all the properties. Anyways, like I was saying, but I would go to my mother's house and my mother's Italian, bro. So like I was eating like a big, big gravy, like feeding all of us. And all my brothers and sisters were fucking scavengers. It was like they're fighting over the food.
My grandmother would make weird shit too. Like she made this, she still makes it sometimes. It's like home fries with eggs and cheese, like all layered together. It's so good. She would make that. She'd make a fire fried dough. I just grew up like just
eating, straight up dough and cheese, powder, potatoes, fried dough,
sugar, just carbs.
Grandma, thanks.
Thanks, Nana.
I am the way I am because of you.
But you know what it is though? It's like, and this definitely happened with you. It's like, if you didn't finish your food, like you got like yelled at.
Yeah,
it was not necessarily yelled at, but it was like, what are you doing?
Like, it was like every minute getting checked in. Are you hungry? It's like, yeah.
What are you going to finish that? You're not going to finish that?
Right.
It's a waste. This kid's in Africa. Okay. I'm pre-diabetic now because of you.
Right. You know what was cool about growing up in the city too?
I'm not though. I mean, I'm on my way there though. Jesus Christ, we got to lose weight.
No, we are though.
I'm in a good groove right now. Equinox fucking free membership.
One thing cool about us still growing up though, like I feel like we're the last generation where we got to play like, you played hockey, I played Little League, I played ball, I played like, I grew up
knocking on people's doors. I used to literally do fucking doorbells on people to see if they were going to come out and play.
I used to do ding dong ditch, manhunt. Manhunt was the best.
Kickball, everything.
But I was a hustler, bro. Like I always somehow, like I literally went door to door with like a Dunkin' Donuts cup. I was like, hey, like I'm doing research for like cancer patients, bro.
No, you didn't. How old were you?
Young.
But like
there's an age where that isn't. I was less than 10, bro. I was young, fam. I was like a 9-8-year-old kid just trying to make money.
I couldn't work, bro.
I've been working a job since I was 15 years old. That was the first summer job I could have, and I've been working ever since then. But before then, bro, like, look, I even tried to sell my Xbox. Like, there was no other way.
What was your first job? Because I had my first job when I was 15, too.
My 15, and it was at the daycare right across the street from my house. And I actually went to that daycare growing up. So I ended up working there just with kids, just like watching kids. I remember there was one, I lived right across the street. So I left like 3 hours early one day. The lady was like, where'd you go?
I did this shit.
I was like, oh, my grandmother fell. I had to help her. I was home playing Madden.
That shit always, bro. So I had my first job when I was 15. It was Metro Management. It was on Steve's.
That's who owned, that was the building I lived in. That Rob lives in. Metro Management owns that.
Yeah, but it was a different building. It wasn't that building. I was just doing maintenance five, six hours a day. I lasted 2 months. I was leaving early and shit. They caught me. They fired me. And then 16 to 18, I worked at Savio Salesian Summer Camp. I was leaving early there too, bro. I don't know what it was. It's like those kind of boring jobs. Like I just never keep like one of those jobs, bro. Like I just couldn't. I needed to do something I liked, like no matter what. Like I kind of learned that like everyone's like that, obviously. Right. But like I didn't have a tolerance to keep it, like just be miserable. Like I was just going to do what I wanted to do at the end of the day. So that's why I'm glad we found what we do. Cause we fucking love what we do. You know,
I feel you though, because I've always figured out my way to do what I wanted to do.
The military for you in like the post office, like you found your way to get out of those situations.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It was stepping stones, but like my favorite job is probably the Hyatt. I worked at the Hyatt since sophomore year, bro, in high school. 16, I got in. My aunt worked there for like 30 years, got me in. Mm. And I was setting up like weddings, like tables, like staying active because I was going to the gym. I was an athlete. So like like I was literally like doing like lifting. Like, you know,
calisthenics.
I mean, it was a workout, bro. So like doing that, and then I did that for 4 years. I got Robin. Now he's a manager over there. Now he's really, he's making some decent cash. And but then yeah, bro, after that I fucking had to move out. I had to get another job. I lived with my aunt, like rented me a room, fucked up. My aunt was like, hey, like you can rent this room.
How old are you?
Which was good though. It's not fucked up. Like it was good because now I got the real taste of pain.
Of real life.
It was just like $500 a month just for the room. I had my own bathroom and shit, but I had to work another job because I'm like, I need to figure it out. She was like, you only have a year to live here. That's what's fucked up.
Thanks, auntie.
That's what's fucked up. My aunt's like literally timing it, but it's also not fucked up because it's like, thank you, because I'd probably still be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That is true.
So she was like, you got to get a job. Got me in the TD Garden. I love sports, bro. So I've seen like Post Malone there for free.
That's where it's crazy because like we were even just saying it earlier. It's like you worked at the Garden. Now we're sitting courtside for free and like things like.
And now the dude who fired me is still there. Still there. And I'm saying, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, he fired you.
That actually, it's a good story. So like I would go in, I like diehard fan. Like I was saying, I'm a diehard fan of all the Boston sports since birth. Like there was nothing else. That's what it was. And so I'm going to Celtics games. I would go like 2 hours before my shift. I'd watch them all warm up where they're really just chilling, shooting. And I knew one of the security guards went to high school, Don Juan. Remember Don Juan from Eastie?
Yep.
he was working. I'm like, yo.
Don Juan.
All the ball boys were shooting around. I'm like, yo. I'm shooting around. Like, who the fuck's going to say so?
Boy,
but that's what I'm getting to say. Like, anything I've always did what I want.
You find your way to get your way.
So I'm shooting. I'm like in a suit and tie. I'm like just shooting. I'm wet. This dude comes out. He's like, hey, you can't be shooting. And I look at the security guard. I knew he looked the other way. Like
really?
He was shitting his pants. I looked at him. He goes, you can't be shooting. You got to get off the court. And the way the ball, like when I shot it and it dribbled right back at me and I like picked up the ball. I looked at him. I was like, all right, one more, and I shot it. Fam, he was tight. Damn. Brought me right to the supervisor. And then the lady Courtney was like, listen, we gotta let you go, but you can quit so it doesn't look too bad. I was like, all right.
Whatever. That's insane, bro.
And I went to the military.
That was it.
I skipped the whole part where I applied for Boston Cadet program. I was supposed to
There's
do
just
that.
So much to go over, bro. I think the main thing is that like we both grew up in a blue collar way of life, you know, working from a young age. I went to college and I switched my major 4 times. Didn't know what I wanted to do. I was really just there to keep my parents happy.
You tried Massport. You tried.
Well, I didn't. So this is the thing: is I fucking did the summer internship thing at Massport for 3 months. Got a taste of that, and honestly, bro, I was so content and happy with making 60K out of college. I was going to college just to get a degree to make my parents happy, but I was going to go work a union job, which made no sense. My whole plan was like, oh, I'll get a business degree and then I'll work my way up at Massport and maybe get a position. Just stupid shit. Yeah. But I didn't know how taxes worked.
That's not stupid shit. There's people that don't even think like that.
No, for sure. I know there's not. And it's not even me here saying like I'm shitting on those professions. Like it's a respectable way of life. Like you're providing for your family. Like at the end of the day,
so much more than that.
There's so much more to life. And that's what these people get caught up in. Like people from Boston specifically that I know where it's like I know so many people that could have been so talented in different areas. Like even my close friends. But they just got comfortable with their way of life and how they're living and working for their money. And that's fine if you're happy with that. But I know none of you are really happy doing that.
Like you just said, it's good to support your family. It's like, bro, if you don't have a family, like your 20s are meant to be
trying new shit, bro.
If you didn't try 6 or 7 new things, whether it's starting a company or starting a new job, you kind of fucked up.
The
your
fuck
20s.
Are you doing? Yeah, what are you doing?
Like, if you started a job at your 20s and say, "Listen, I'm gonna stick this out," like that's literally gonna be your life, bro.
Women fuck up a lot of people too.
Kids, bro. Kids. People want like I tell you this
having
all the time,
kids and
bro.
Getting
man,
married
like,
early.
Like I remember being fucking young and everyone's like, yo, enjoy school while you can. Remember not going to school and always adults like, yo,
know,
just make sure
know,
you enjoy it. You don't
I
get
know.
It back. Now I graduate and I'm like, damn, you really don't get it back. I wish I could play football. And now something that people say even more is don't get married. Don't have kids. Bro, they know something. Like I'm literally, I have the chills right now, but it's so true. And just learning from it. Like I literally, there are people are saying it to you, literally telling you.
It is wild. I feel like at the majority of people don't get married. If they get married, it's like just out of like, all right, fuck it, let's just do this because we've been together for so long. Oh. And they really don't know what they want in life. So they're kind of just trying to find a reason to like.
I just don't like me. It needs to be like where this is my life. Oh, you have a similar life. Oh, we actually are meshing together.
Clicking
we're actually
vibe,
flowing
yeah.
together. Oh, wait, word. I'm not just making fucking all the bread because that's how I am, bro.
You have to, bro. That's how it should be. It's a partnership.
I've worked for everything I've had. And it's like, bro, there's no way I'm taking care of another human being. I don't give a fuck if it's the hottest girl in the world. I don't give a fuck, bro. I'm not.
a marriage is a partnership at the end of the day, bro. It's like, it's, you gotta look at it. It's like business. It's a business partnership.
You can cook and clean. So can I.
And make sure you start that. Make sure you sign that fucking prenup near you fucking getting a marriage. Fucking so they, if you get a divorce, they're not taking your fucking money either.
Some G shit. I don't give a fuck.
I mean, you're just going to be straight up. Something we've learned too is you got to be straight up with people. You got to ask for what you want. You don't want to come off as like a leech. You don't want to come off as annoying. But at the end of the day, if you don't ask for what you want or go for what you want, you're not going to get what you want. And that's just it. You can't be scared to speak your mind and be straight up with people. Because if you're not straight up with people, then things get miscommunicated and then it turns into a bigger issue down the line.
Communication's key. I still, even with my ex, like, I sucked at communication, but it is key. I'm starting to understand it more. You just got to be straight up. Like, you hurt.
I've learned the same feelings. Shit, bro.
It is what it is, bro.
I've learned the same shit. Even with my girlfriend, like, I've worked on so much shit, like, on myself. Cause, like, bro, you don't realize how much, like, fucked up shit you have until, like, you're actually, like, close with someone and your shit's fucking up them. Like, I don't know. Just like, everyone has flaws. Don't get me wrong. No one's perfect. But, like, you realize in yourself, like, damn, I should fix this about myself. Maybe I, you know, don't listen good enough, or maybe I'm not like a good communicator or whatever it is. But it all just goes back to how you're raised and the people you're around 24/7. Like, end of the day, like, none of my friends are probably great communicators at the end of the day. Yeah, but I'm starting to learn as I get older. Like, it's good to listen to people and really take in what they're saying and give back the same energy, like, when you can, you know?
Need to get better at that myself.
But you gotta be careful of wasting your energy on people and protecting your energy too. That's a whole other thing. Don't waste your time and waste your fucking energy and breath on some shit that you don't want to do, because then it's like you're just gonna be upset about it after. You're gonna be, you know, protecting energy is big.
I definitely feel that, bro.
Protecting energy is big.
What time is it? 2:30.
What do we got, Justin? How long? 50 minutes?
Yeah,
about 50. I like this kind of free flow style. Oh, it's, we got good. Going,
it's
just having
all
fun.
It's all natural.
Yeah, we'll get some good clips from this. This will be good for the people to kind of get to know us a little more, how we are. How about we talk about the future before we sign off this? Future plans, what we got going on.
Right now we're in the works of just really getting some fucking full-time videographers, really making it into some like Nelk shit. Like, actually, like, obviously Boston, the deli shit's flowing. Yep. But I really want like a dude here, like, just, I want like sick photos taken of us 24/7.
There should be a dude here getting behind the scenes footage right now of us.
There should. And that should be a clip. Like, we should be having clips sent to us from other, like, I understand, like, obviously, like, I edit my own cooking videos, you edit yours. Mm-hmm. Like, they're easy, but they're also not easy. But, like, if we had someone really filming us and just giving us clips, like, post this, and we were really flooding our pages.
Know what I've learned, though? All that shit, it's easy, but it's time-consuming at the end of the day. It's like, I could be putting that half hour I'm editing all these things, or an hour, into something else and do something else instead, or do what I want to do. So I'm not just miserable and I get defeated.
We took the time and scripted these next deli videos coming out. I guarantee you one of them gets a million views just because of the time, the outfits and just
one, at least two. One. I heard in a podcast, I forget whose podcast it was, but this person interviewed a comedian and he was saying, you know, something about like how the energy you give to the audience when you're telling jokes is the energy you're most likely to receive. So if you're up there half-assing jokes, you're probably not going to get a good reaction. The same thing goes for the videos. Like, someone's on there watching on their phone. If you're half-assing your energy on there and you're just kind of like going through the motions of the video, they're going to see that and scroll by. But if you're out there like really acting your ass off and like putting the full energy in, like, people are going to feel that through the phone.
It's all energy, bro. It is. That's how my videos do good too. Most of them, because like, just I'm fucking all hyped up.
It does sound crazy too, but like, we were even just talking before we started this, like, the law of attraction, like, when you start thinking about something and believing it in yourself, like, even just saying shit like, we're gonna be fucking millionaires one day, like, I can't wait for all this to blow up.
It all comes down to self-confidence.
But even as simple as like, even like the Gronkowski thing, like when we talked about doing that video with Gronk, and then it just happened. Like, it's just crazy how energy really transfers.
Like I just said, it's self-confidence, and it comes to just like self-believing
and working. You just gotta work.
You have to. Oh my God, that's not even a question.
You gotta fucking, people think we just wake up, do one video, and that's all we do for the day.
Like, all these kids just film videos for a living. Yeah, we do. Cool shit comes with it.
You literally have no idea.
You have no idea about the.
We do a lot of fun shit for sure. Like, we were going to fucking this event tonight, then we're gonna go out and fucking party. But at the event, we don't know who. It's a networking event. We don't know who we're gonna meet at the event.
Right.
But also, I gotta wake up tomorrow, go to the gym, and then back to work on this company, and maybe get an investment to start hiring people and fucking where we signed two interns to its content you guys don't even fucking know about yet. So we have people in place that we want to hire and put money into, but we're just figuring out the back end of like getting someone to help us out on the capital side, the money side. So, because I got some money to invest, and I've already invested a good amount of money to this, but I believe in it, bro. Like, I know I'm going to make my money back. Like, it's a short thing, bro. It's going to happen. It's going to blow the fuck up. And you're all going to watch this in 5 years and see us talking about it. And we're like, going to watch it and be like, holy shit. Like, we really predicted this shit.
Literally though. Literally.
We have plans for live performances. We have plans for this whole new project that I'm not going to talk about yet, but big project that can turn into a live performance, more pop-up events, more merchandise, fucking everything, man. Celebrities getting in on content. Like, there's just a lot of shit we have planned, bro.
A lot.
Starting up our own fucking companies.
And then meanwhile, it's also like, we're not making crazy money at all right now. Like, obviously, like, you can't believe everything on the end of that.
No.
Like, we do a bunch of cool shit, bro. Like, we work with, like, for example, I work with Pepsi, I'm working with things, but it's also like I have no other like plan. Like, it's like, I pay for everything. I do everything. It's like, bro, there's some months where I literally still have no money. If I didn't have credit cards, I couldn't be living.
People are like, how do you travel? How do you do all this?
People don't understand, bro. It's not all shits and giggles. Like, it literally isn't. No. It literally isn't.
Especially for you living month to month, literally month to month.
It's paying rent and shit. I have like no idea how, like, every month I'm paying rent. That's why it's like, as soon as I get like a good chunk of change from a brand deal, it's like, yo, I got rent for next month. Oh, word. I got rent for next month.
I feel like
month.
It's been a little more smooth for you recently because you've been getting more money in. I remember there was a point, I don't know if it was last year when you first like quit your job to do this full time. Like, you were literally just like, I have to pay rent in 2 weeks. I have no money. I don't know what I'm doing.
And it just started happening.
And then things like, bro, remember, like, even this is a small example, but remember the night, the Calvin Cater's event, and then I hit fucking eight roulettes in a row. Yeah. And then I gave you $400.
And I was like, bro, if you didn't give me that $400, I couldn't have paid my rent.
Yeah, it just happened because I won like $1,600. I was like, yeah, just take like $400.
Of course.
Bro, and we were just picking colors, bro. We hit like seven reds in a row or blacks in a row.
It was just, that's crazy, how we got introduced to roulette, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely down on a roulette since then.
I went up
one night like $1,600. And then since then, I probably lost. Realistically, I probably lost a good
$2,000.
Yeah, at least $2,000.
Meanwhile, Steve will do with betting $50 hands.
Dana White's just handing out $50K to like Kyle from Nelk and these guys. Dana, buddy, can you wire me some money? I'm sad.
Dana, yeah, like,
and broke. UFC's coming to Boston though. It's gonna be fun.
UFC's coming to Boston. Wait, one thing we've got to talk about is The Rock.
Oh, fuck, The Rock. Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
A personal voice note from The Rock directly.
I know.
I get the chills again, but like,
I don't know. I've been listening to a lot more podcasts by him since, because like, it's weird. Like, once I get to know someone a little bit, or like they follow me or I follow them, I start to like try to get to know them more. So I listen to their podcasts and shit. And like, yeah, we just did the deli videos with Nikki and JoJo Scarlotta, our New York guys. And he saw the one video that has like 9 million views on Instagram right now. And he fucking followed me. I'm at my girlfriend's house. I'm on my phone. I'm scrolling. She's on FaceTime with her friend. I'm like, I go to the verified so I could see. And it just says The Rock. And I like kind of swipe by and I was like, I thought that I was seeing something. I'm like, there's no way. Because I wasn't following him.
Yeah, then you click.
I scrolled up. I'm like, click on it. It says follow back The Rock. It's just 385 million followers.
The sixth most followed person
on social media behind like Kylie Jenner, Messi, and like a couple other people.
Probably like
so Ronaldo. I just fucking didn't know what to. So I DM'd him and I was like, appreciate the follow. Like, I forget what I said. Something like, appreciate the follow, bro. Got to get you to the deli sometime for a sandwich. And I wake up the next morning. It's just like a 45-second voice note. I'm shitting myself. I'm like, bro. I'm like, I don't know why I thought he would say something negative. Like, I knew it was going to be positive, but I was just scared. It's a fucking rock, bro.
You're right.
So I'm listening to it, and I'm not going to go into detail because that's something we'll keep between me and him. But like, you know, he was just really saying he really respects what we're doing and he's rooting for us. And he was fucking belly laughing at the videos, quote, belly laughing
at
the videos.
You know what's cool about us too, bro? Like I said, we handicap each other well. It's like once one of us gets recognition, it's literally both of us.
It's both of us, bro. Even with the
Italian TikTok is like the draft, like the prosciutto poppy, the deli shit. It's both of us.
That's why this it's content shit's gonna be cool, because like we're just gonna be doing everything together. Even with like your cooking show, you're gonna have your own cooking show. Like I'll appear on it and do some shit. We're gonna do this next big project together, like the merch. Everything's just together.
The
like
cooking show will be good. It's just like we gotta line it up.
Yeah. No, there's a bunch of different things.
We just need cameramen. The more cameramen we have would be better. We got a cameraman filming me. Got a cameraman ready to go for the pod. It's like
it's gonna
bang,
happen.
Bang. It's just like
it's gonna happen. I had a good meeting yesterday with one of the potential investors, and we're gonna see where it goes. I think if he agrees to the number we talked about, then we can get going on this as soon as next month, and we can start pushing it out for the next fucking however long.
I'm fucking starving. I'm hungry.
Yeah, I think it's about time for
dinner.
Well, lunch. What time is it?
Is it 2:30?
We gotta leave here.
Are we eating at that event tonight?
Yeah, I think there's a little small pickies. I'm gonna try not to eat there.
Yeah, because we're going out after.
I think I might.
But like, if I go home and eat at like 4, is that gonna hold me over for the whole night?
Depends what you eat. I've been hammering just high protein, bro. High protein. Digestive enzymes.
I won't eat bad because I know I'm going to be out the whole night. So I don't want to like have to shit myself, you know?
Yeah.
I notice like that kind of helps me. Like when I know I'm going out for the night, it's like, all right, I'm going to stay away from the bad shit.
Well, right. So you want to eat just, I feel like when, I mean, me just at like least,
ground
like
chicken and rice.
If I eat the chicken rice, you have no worries about like a bad oil or like something going right through you. It's all about what you put into your body. So
and how you feel.
Do you want to get like pizza or something?
I was thinking roast beef three-way, but I think we'll wrap it up here. I mean, yeah, but as far as the future shit, keep a lookout for the merch, more camera guys, more fucking content overall. We're going to be posting fucking 5-6 times a day, I think.
Like, yeah, literally, so this going is, crazy. This will definitely be the first episode. I think we could literally drop this ASAP, make yo go check out our first podcast and just like people will be pumped.
People will be geeked for it.
Yeah, we definitely got to look over it though.
A couple pots I'm gonna have to bleep out on this podcast. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
But some of it we def keep it though.
Yeah, for sure. We'll listen to it together. All right, I think that's it. Thank you guys for watching. Stay tuned for more people coming on. We got a couple cool celebrities, athletes lined up, so stay tuned for that. I just want to have like cool people, interesting people. You don't even need to have 1 million followers. If you have fucking 5,000 followers and I think you're interesting, we'll have you on.
I just want to have fun and buzz balls, bro.
That's it, bro. We'll just be ourselves. At the end of the day, guys, it's all content. Thanks for watching.
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? Love my ex-girl, got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. I got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got a Betty on Cape.